Episode 3171, Embrace Agape Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, rise and shine, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, my friend, and I am so glad that you are here. I'm just delighted that you are willing to kind of come and show up every single day and know that God's got you. And yeah, life happens, but you know what? You still can embrace agape love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So how are you at extending patience, kindness, and forgiveness? Be honest. Because I believe that each of us are called to love unconditionally, but where are you showing that in your life? Transform your life and others as you embrace agape love. In today's world, love often seems transactional. It really does, self-centered, lacking the depth and selflessness we yearn for. However, amidst this backdrop, there exists a timeless standard set by Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians. Now, Paul's description of love goes beyond mere romance, right? It embodies agape love, the same selfless love that God has for us, for you and for me. Now, this concept challenges us to elevate our human capacities for patience, kindness, and forgiveness, inviting us to step outside the realm of conditional love and into a realm where love becomes a choice rather than just a reaction. It's very interesting how people love on other people nowadays. Just watch. Things have, you know, really changed since social media. We're so connected, but very disconnected. And I honestly believe that we have a hard time loving others. So by embracing this profound love, you become a conduit of divine grace, embodying God's kindness and patience as an ambassador of love in a world hungry for it. Embrace agape love. You know, Paul outlines the characteristics of agape love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, and he writes, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs." I want you to listen to that again and again and again and again, because the part where it does not, right? You get the love is patient, love is kind. It's like, oh, I got it. But then you get to the, it does not envy, it does not boast. How many people have you been jealous of just this day? Maybe it's of your kids for whatever reason. Maybe all of a sudden a situation has popped into your head and you're like, oh man, why do they get all of that? Maybe you're scrolling and you're in your reels, Instagram and Facebook and looking and you're like, gosh, they just look like they have the perfect family, right? It does not boast. Are you out there saying, hey, look at me. Everybody wants to go viral. I don't want to go viral. Kind of scary thought, actually, but we'll leave that for another episode. It is not proud. Now, we can be proud of what we do and how we accomplish it, but when we become prideful in the manner that it's like, hello, look at me, right? The boasting part of it, then we fall short. It does not dishonor others. We've all done that, including me. It is not self-seeking. Oh, we're all about self. Now, it's one thing to take care of yourself, but to always put yourself in front of everybody else. I mean, you know, where is that balance? It is not easily angered. Well, I don't see much love in the world right now, because if you just look at anything happening in the news right now, what's going on? Not a lot of love. A lot of crime, a lot of hate, a lot of words being tossed around. Unfortunately, homicide rates are up, right? You've got sex trafficking You've got trafficking, period. It keeps no record of wrongs. Are you sitting there tallying when your kids do bad and then you're like, oh, and you're at the breaking point, you just let them have it? Or maybe it's your spouse and you're like, boy, yeah, he just gets under my nerves when he does that. You see, these words provide a roadmap for you and for me to understand and embody this unique love in our daily lives. But we have to begin to really understand it, to read it, to know it. We all hear love is patient, love is kind. That's posted all across social media, and there is no reference to where it comes from. It comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Patience and kindness, right? True agape love demands patience. Oh, so hard. A virtue often lacking in our fast-paced world. You know, you want the drone to come and just drop your package off within 2 hours. It'd be great if I lived in a big city like that. I do kind of live in a bigger city, but they don't have the drone that drops it off. But then I think if I get something that's breakable, which I did order a couple days ago and it was delivered, I'm thinking if that was to be dropped or even set, it could break. I'm like, have they ever thought about, you know, the ramifications as to will the item be actually delivered in one piece? I mean, come on. But we're so about, can we go faster? Can we go faster? Can we go faster? It calls on us to suspend judgment and extend understanding. Patience does that, is offering a safe space for others to grow. Likewise, kindness. And kindness acts as a cornerstone of agape love. It propels us to extend compassion and empathy without expecting anything in return, allowing love to flourish unconditionally. And that's the issue. We say, oh, yeah, I love you, but, and it's usually a really big but, you've got to meet all of these things for me. And you may not have them written down, but they're in your head. That's not agape love. You're loving conditionally. God commands us to love unconditionally, to show agape love. And then wrapped in all of the patience and the kindness, what about forgiveness and letting go? Agape love also teaches us the power of forgiveness. By releasing grudges and forgiving others, you get to break free from the burdens that hinder your ability to love fully. Letting go of resentment and sending love instead of anger enables you to experience the transformative beauty of love. You'll be able to give it better when you can forgive more. And some people say, well, Christiane, I'm not, how do you forgive somebody when they've done wrong to you? You're giving them over to God. You're letting God take care of it. Because you see, it's forgiveness that releases you from all that's happened in that situation. That doesn't mean you're going to forget, right? Now, the sting lessens as days and weeks and months and years go by. But it's still going to be there, as in you know about it. But when you forgive, you're saying, okay, Lord, you got them. I don't. And I'm not going to let this harbor any anger within me, because that just builds bitterness. And you get this cavity so deep within your heart. But when you let go of resentment and you know what it's really like to send love, to give love, because you know how to forgive and to let go, then my friend, you become an ambassador of divine love. When you embody agape love, your life becomes a testament to God's boundless love. And by mirroring God's love to the world, you become channels of his grace. Your acts of kindness, patience, and forgiveness serve as a radiant beacon. You're that lighthouse on a hill, illuminating the darkness and showing others the transformative potential of love. And when embodying agape love, you can create waves of positive change, inspiring others to embrace this selfless love as well. You're showing by example. We're right now living in a world hungering for love. I mean, they are starving. And Paul's teachings on agape love stand as an eternal standard, eternal standard. By embracing the selfless, unconditional love, we become vehicles of divine grace, reflecting God's kindness, patience, and forgiveness to those around us. My friend, love in its purest form is just not a transaction. Unfortunately, a lot of people see it that way. I want this, you give me that, and I'll give you this. Or wait, if I give you this, you got to give me that. Some marriages are like that. Some friendships are like that. That's not the relationship God wants or has with you. Now, you may think he does because you're not getting what you want. So go back and have another conversation with him. God doesn't give you what you want, but what you need. And it's his divine plan that will succeed, not our own. And we can kind of twist that and we forget about it. And everybody says, oh, you're going to get what you want. That's not true. But you will get God's unconditional love. Always. His compassion never fails. So in its purest form, love that is, it's not a transaction, but a choice you make to extend compassion and understanding without conditions. Strive to embody agape love, making it the guiding principle in your daily life. And in doing so, you become an ambassador of God's eternal love. How cool is that? It's like, I'll take that stamp, right? Who cares about the busy badge on her? Yeah, I don't want that. But I want the ambassador for God's eternal love. That I'll take. And when you do that, you're helping to transform lives and spread the beauty of love in a world that needs it more than ever. Remember, agape love is not an abstract concept. It is a choice we make each day. You get to choose, my friend. So choose to extend that patience. Choose to extend kindness and forgiveness in every facet of your life. And watch as love in its purest form transform you and the world that you touch. You know that diamond? The diamond in a rough? When you extend agape love and you're patient and you're kind and forgiving and you treat others as Christ treats you, that, my friend, is a diamond. And you will sparkle on any hill, regardless of your circumstances or situations. You can be a light to many of those who are in the dark. So come join with me in the journey of love and compassion. Embrace agape love. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.